Live from Studio 111 in sunny Los Angeles, it's Channel X Headline News, covering the day's events around the globe with your anchor, Austin Rains.
Good evening. This is Austin Rains reporting with Headline News. Topping our stories this evening, we go to the anthrax crisis. A white powdery substance was recently found on a mirror next to a razor blade and several straws in the backstage dressing room of the band known as Anthrax at a show in Cleveland. Traces of the white powder were found in their nasal cavities and have been sent to the lab to be tested. Members of the band appeared to be feeling dizzy and showed signs of odd behavior. This matter is being taken seriously in light of the current world circumstances, as all concerts were canceled until further notice. The band declined to comment. Elsewhere in the news, an Augusta, Georgia man, Mr. Will Pickett, was arrested for molesting a sheep. When questioned about his alleged activity, he was reported as saying that Julia, the sheep, was of legal age. I had parental consent and used a condom. The man was eventually released due to a Georgia law that allows relations with farm animals, as long as there is parental consent and the animal is of legal age. Neil Down Jr., the Georgia farmer that filed the complaint, will now plead his case in civil court to seek damages that he claims are a result of their relationship. Mr. Down Jr. claims Julia, his sheep, did not consent to the relationship and has suffered from post-traumatic stress since the ordeal. Prosecutors are reviewing his claim. In other news, make room for yet another music awards program, the Caucasian Music Awards. Feeling a little left out amidst all the award shows that showcase Latino and African-American achievements in music, the Caucasian Music Awards set out to fill a gap and highlight the achievements of underappreciated white artists. It is not yet confirmed, but it is said that Michael Jackson is set to host. The Caucasian Music Awards will debut this December on CBS. And in an unrelated report, a survey taken among white Anglo-Saxon males revealed that, on the average, white Anglo-Saxon males refused to take surveys. When asked why, their reply was varied, and since we polled a wide variety of subjects, the survey proved to be worthwhile in determining the outcome of the survey.
Who the hell typed this damn report?
That's all for Headline News. This has been Austin Rains reporting.
I'm gonna have somebody's ass for this.